This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Rolling on here nationwide, coast to coast, and around the world on SB Nation Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Jim Rodriguez, Sean Stanley here. Best thing about Super Bowl week is you get all these cool NFL players to get to hang out with us. And joining us now on our Rocket Mortgage guest line is one of those guys, wide receiver Jeremy Curley. You can follow him on Twitter at jcurley11. Jeremy, Jim, and Sean here in Miami. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Doing better if I was in Miami, though.
I'll bet you, man. Hey, there's plenty of room down here, man. You're always welcome, man. You might have to buy the first round. That may be the only thing. That may be the only stipulation.
Yeah, I think I got it. I might be able to do that.
So, Jeremy, listen, obviously a very challenging year for you, both on and off the field, both with the team and your suspension. Tell me about just how was this season for you, just trying to get it all together and just trying to play some damn football.
I wish it was just as easy as just playing football, man, but it's a lot that comes with it. And, you know, being a player, you got to know that. So, you know, whatever happened with, you know, my suspension or whatever, you know, I take that to the chin. It was all my, you know, my responsibility for whatever I put in my body. I still really don't know exactly what it was, but like I said, I take responsibility. But like I said, man, I wish it was just as easy as just playing football.
Now, Jeremy, when you look, you know, your career with the Jets, I mean, you've had, you know, numerous quarterbacks. How tough is it playing like a position like wide receiver and having different levels of quarterback play affect you?
You could say it. Not having the best quarterbacks getting you that damn ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's as a receiver, it gets frustrating a little bit, you know. But, you know, you want to be a team player. You want to have faith in your quarterback, you know, regardless of whoever it is. So, but, you know, it's my whole career, you know, it's been, from a quarterback standpoint, it's just been up and down a little bit. But you deal with it, you know. You can't make all the decisions. You're not a head coach. You're not a GM. You know, player personnel, so you just deal with what you got to deal with.
Now, I ask this because I know we see what happened, you know, with Jacksonville, even there, you know, as you look at that stuff, as a player, does it, I mean, because again, you say the right things maybe to the media and things like that, but how much does it, I guess, inside build up on a player?
I would say just a little bit. You know, I'm be honest. Like for me, I'm never, you know, I was never a number one receiver. I was never really considered a number one or a number two. So, you know, it didn't really bother me. I didn't look at myself as somebody who, man, they give me the ball. I gotta have the ball. Like, you know, if it came my way, I was more so like, I'm gonna catch it. I ain't gonna drop it. It's not gonna touch the ground. But it wasn't that frustrating, to be honest with you, man. Like, you know, it's stuff that just comes with the game. Like, you know, everybody can't. It's not a Tom Brady for every team. So, you know, just, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Talking to Jeremy Curley, wide receiver. The one thing, I guess, trying to put a positive spin on things is sometimes when you have to move on and find a new job, find a new team to play with, that's exciting to seeing what's out there. What's the future like for you? I mean, I'm sure you're in the gym, you're working out, you're trying to get everything going again. That's got to be a little exciting just to see what's out there and try to get back out there, right?
Yeah, man, really exciting. I mean, I don't look at myself as somebody who's done playing football yet. So, yeah, it's really exciting. I want to see, you know, what teams, you know, still have interest in me. You know, I still have interest in everybody, obviously. But, you know, I just want to go out and finish my career off, you know, the way that I came in, which is, you know, balling and playing ball.
For sure. Now, listen, we all have our passion projects, and you've got one with the launch of a clothing line, DYM Denim. Tell me what that is, man.
Yeah, DYM is definitely something that means a lot to me. It's a fashion, a clothing line, so to say. We have men's shirts, men's shoes, men's jeans, women's jeans, women's shirts. It's real high in fashion, man. It's everything that's kind of trending right now. So, you know, everything that's kind of out right now, you kind of get it in the Dime Denim store. It's a little different. We put a little spin on some things, especially the men's jeans. And that's what I'm most proud of, is the men's jeans. It's not everybody can walk into a store and find jeans that fit them. So I tried to make sure that when I put mine out there, it was something that was unique and it was something that everybody could kind of get into.
So it's Dime Denim now. Now, what is it? What is it? What does it stand for? Are they initials? What does Dime Denim stand for?
Yeah, the initials stand for it. It stands for Deshaun, Imani, and Malaya, which are my kids' names. But
fantastic.
Just Dime had a ring to it. So you know, I put it as my kids' initials. But then when it just came out, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna stick with this regardless.
I see where you're going, my friend. I like that. I like your style with that. Now, obviously, you are a man of fashion. You're a fashion plate. When you get on that airplane, you can tell us the truth now. No, nobody's listening. I mean, who's the worst dresser? Who's the worst dresser in the league?
The worst dresser in the league.
Like when you see those outfits, you say to yourself, I could do something with that dude.
I wouldn't want to throw nobody under the bus. Like, honestly, like, it's a couple guys that I can name that they probably wouldn't even care. But I'm pretty sure it's a lot more out there. I would say Nick Mango. Nick. And I only say, Nick is a good dude, man. He's gonna do, bro. But some of the suits that he puts on is like, you know. Hey, you could have called me. I could have came over and dressed you up a little better.
That's a lot of fabric for Nick to be putting
right?
on, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a lot
there.
Of fabric there.
Yeah, let's look at it like that, man. He got a lot to deal with. So
now,
I wanted to ask you, like me, I'm not as big as Nick, but I'm a big guy. The clothing good for me as well.
You know what? Be honest. Maybe not right now. Maybe not. We don't get into the 3Xs and the 4Xs, but you know that's something that I'm looking into. Because like I say, man, I want myself to be for everybody, not just now shirts. Yeah, now shirts definitely, but the pants. We're dipping into that. I want to obviously see exactly how far they can go and how great they can do. And I know they can do great, but before I dump off into the 4Xs and 5Xs and big man and all that, I want to see how they do.
Yeah, I'm not that big. I'm down in the 2X, but
my bad.
No, it's okay. It's okay, Jeremy.
Well, we got him on a program. We got Sean on a program.
I was 3X, 4X. I'm down to 2X now.
He's almost graduating.
Yeah, we got 2X.
All right. So Jeremy, we've got a little game here that we like to play, especially when we get the big time players on our show. If you pull, and I'm not saying to give me the number, but I'm saying when you whip out your cell phone, who's the most famous person on your cell phone?
The most famous person on my cell phone?
Yeah. Like when you call and say, I can call this person. Bam, there it is. And you got that person's number.
Famous? I can call LT. I can call Daniel Thompson. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't. I call my mama first.
That's right. Oh, my mama's
better most famous person. You better, Jerry. Like,
she's the most trending on my cell phone.
Nice. Oh, I got you.
That's awesome.
That's true. Talking to Jeremy Curley.
What about Tebow? You can reach out to Tebow?
You know what? I can reach out to Tebow, but I wouldn't expect a phone call back. But I can reach out though.
Well, he just said you to have a blessed day, so that's the best way to look at that.
Yeah.
So listen, so I gotta go back a little bit toward, I can't let you get away, and I say this with lots of love and lots of respect. The ghost comment. Now, I think you were having some fun with us and fun with the media. Just
very
say,
much
man.
Fun.
Yeah, and I don't think people got it. Like all the articles that I read were like, do they not understand that Jeremy is not serious? That he was just having some fun, right?
Yeah, and that was my main reason for not really caring past that point. Like, if you're gonna take that serious, then I shouldn't take you serious. Like, it's no point in explaining the comment. Like, honestly, like when I said it, I really expected a crowd laugh. Like I was sitting up there telling a big joke, like, and it was everybody's straight face, and I was just like, I felt like I was talking to my kids.
Right.
Like, seriously.
I don't get it.
Like, yeah, but the whole comment, it just came from like, a lot of questions. Like I got tired of answering. Like it was just, you know, well, do you know exactly what it was? And I was like, nah, if I knew exactly what it was, I would have said that. You know, I got a 4-game suspension regardless. I can't run from that. So, obviously, I'm not trying to hide nothing. Like I'm going to not say it and then take it again and it's going to be all good. Like, nah, I'm not running from nothing. Like, I don't know what it was. Obviously, I'm going to stop taking everything that I was taking. You know, so it just got to a point where I was just like, man, like, I'm tired of this comment. This, you know what I mean? I'm tired of this question. So, I was like, I'm going to make a joke out of it. Obviously, some people don't know how to take a joke. So, it was what it was.
Well, clearly, you need to come down to South Florida because here, down here, we understood you thoroughly. We understood you completely. And I think the Dolphins could use your services here.
I agree with that
right now.
You know what? I need to be in Miami. I told you that. I'd be better off if I was in Miami right now.
You'd have a crowd rolling with that joke, and somebody hand you some Cuban coffee, and then you'd be good. See, that
you might be up for the next 3 days, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
So listen, Jeremy. What is not that I'm retiring you or anything like that, but obviously you're into this fashion line. You're doing with that. What is it that you want to do? I mean, is this something that I mean, obviously being kind of like a Renaissance man and a man of business, is that something you want to do? Because I'm glad that you're already thinking of life after football, because it is such a small window, and it's a good example not only for your children but for other football players that you can't play football your whole life.
I mean, of course, and you'd be crazy if you didn't, you know, think of something like this or anything else that you had out there, you know, because like you say, like, football is, I mean, you're a comment away, you know, or you're a kneel away, you know, dealing with the Colin Kaepernick. Anything can be, you know, your last with football. So if you're in this game and you don't have some type of, you know, outside project that you've been working on, then you really should check into it. Because this is the biggest platform, one of the biggest platforms in the world, and it just allows you to do so much other than football. So it's something I'm taking very, very seriously. It's something I put my hard work and time into. And I'm still very serious about football, but at the end of the day, you know, football is for 10, 15. I've never seen anybody play 20, 30 years of football. So for the next 20, 30 years of my life, I want to make sure that, you know, my kids are comfortable and that I'm comfortable.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go, Jeremy, where can we find the Dime Denim brand? Where can we find that stuff?
JeremyCurley.com. Just type in the search engine. It's JeremyCurley.com, and you can definitely find Dime Denim.
All right, man. You are a rock star. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us today.
And I'm going to get with Coach Gase and get you down here to Miami.
I'm going to hold you to that now.
That's Jeremy Curley. You can hit him up on Twitter at JCurley11, and, of course, JeremyCurley.com for all that cool stuff. Thanks for hanging out with us, my friend. All right, and that was Jeremy Curley, brought to us by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Let's take a break. When we come back, tell you what we learned today. I know what I learned today.